Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, a $9 million media campaign has been launched to attract visitors to Philadelphia for America's 250th birthday next year. KYW's John McDevitt has the story.
The commercial for America's 250th anniversary is called Anything But Silent. It shows a forefather writing the Declaration of Independence with a feather quill and images of things like modern-day people, the Liberty Bell, Independence Hall, pints of craft beer, cannolis, and fireworks are flashed throughout. Neil Frauenglass is the chief marketing officer at Visit Philadelphia.
It is a way for us to really build an emotional connection with potential visitors and to remind the locals just how important Philadelphia is in the history of America.
An opportunity for everyday folks to promote visitation to Philly in 2026 is also being highlighted with an online badge builder where Philly icons can be selected to create the badges, which could be used to make window decals, post on social media, or email to a friend.
There are over 250 icons that people can create their own version of the badge.
More information can be found at visitphilly.com/badge. John McDevitt, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.